Well, good morning. It is May 15th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Again, I am in Harpersville, New York, visiting family for a couple days, so you get to have the beautiful scenery behind me, so that's a great thing. And so enjoy that as we pick up in Numbers chapter 24, Psalms 66 and 67, Isaiah 14, and 1 Peter chapter 2. So let's get in the Word. Numbers chapter 24. I don't have my daily Bible reading mug plug mug with me today. Left it at home, but you can just imagine it's a bright red with the little Bible on it today. But Numbers chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go, as at other times, to seek omens. But he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping, tribe by tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, and the oracle of the man whose eye is open, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down and yet having his eyes uncovered. How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens beside the river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from his buckets, and his seed will be by many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He is for him like the horns of the wild ox. He will devour the nation who are his adversaries, and will crush their bones in pieces, and shatter them with his arrows. He couches, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion who dares rouse him. Blessed is everyone who blesses you, and cursed is everyone who curses you." Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, "I called you to curse my enemies, but behold, you have persisted in blessing them with these three times. Therefore, flee to your place now. I said I would honor you greatly, and behold, the Lord has held you back from honor." And Balaam said to Balak, "Did I not tell your messengers whom you had sent to me, saying, though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not do anything contrary to the command of the Lord, either good or bad, of my own accord? What the Lord speaks, that I will speak. And now, behold, I am going to my people. Come, I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the days to come." And he took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, and the oracle of the man whose eye is open, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down and yet having his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall cross through the forehead of Moab and tear down all the sons of Sheb. Edom shall be a possession, Seir its enemies also will be a possession, while Israel performs valiantly. One from Jacob shall have dominion and will destroy the remnant from the city." And he looked at Amalek and took up his discourse and said, "Amalek was the first of the nations, but his end shall be destruction." And then he looked at Kenet and took up his discourse and said, "Your dwelling place is enduring and your nest is set in the cliff. Nevertheless, Cain will be consumed. And how will Asher keep you captive?" Then he took up his discourse and said, "Alas, who can live except God has ordained it? But ships shall come from the coast of Kittim, and they shall afflict Asher and will afflict Eber, and they also will come to destruction." And then Balaam arose and departed and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. That was Numbers chapter 24. Let's move on over to our next reading, Psalm 66 and 67. Psalm 66 and 67 today. Psalm 66. For the choir director, a psalm, a song, a song, a psalm. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, "How awesome are your works! Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies will give feigned obedience to you, and all the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. They will sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds towards the Son of Man. He turned the sea into dry land, and they passed through the river on foot. There, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples, and sound his praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. For you have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid an oppression or oppressive burden upon our loins. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, and yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. I shall come into your house with burnt offerings. I shall pay you my vows, which my lips uttered and my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I shall offer to you burnt offerings of fat beasts. With the smoke of rams, I shall make an offering of bulls and male goats. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell of what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. Psalm 67. For the choir director with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. God be gracious to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all the nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us, that all the ends of the earth may fear him. That was Psalm 66 and Psalm 67. Let's move on over to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. When the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and again choose Israel, and settle them in their own land, then strangers will join them and attach themselves to the house of Jacob. The peoples will take them along and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them as an inheritance in the land of the Lord as male servants and female servants, and they will take their captors captive and will rule over their oppressors. And it will be in that day when the Lord gives you rest from your pain and turmoil and harsh service in which you have enslaved, that you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased and how fury has ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of rulers, which used to strike the people in fury and unceasing strokes, which subdued the nations in anger with unrestrained persecution. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into shouts of joy. Even the cypress trees rejoice over you and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you are lay low, no tree cutter comes up against us. Sheol from beneath is excited over you to meet you when you come. It arouses for you the spirits of the dead, all the leaders of the earth. It raises all the kings of their nations from their thrones. They will all respond and say to you, even you have been made weak as we. You have become like us. Your pomp and the music of your harps have been brought down to Sheol. Maggots are spread out as your bed beneath you, and worms are your covering. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you, you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit at the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you, and they will ponder over you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a wilderness and overthrew its cities, who did not allow his prisoners to go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb, but you have been cast out of your tomb like a rejected branch, clothed with the slain who are pierced with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a trampled corpse. You will not be united with them in burial because you have ruined your country. You have slain your people. May the offspring of evildoers not be mentioned forever. Prepare for his sons a place of slaughter because of the iniquity of their fathers. They must not arise and take possession of the earth and fill the face of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord of hosts, and will cut off from Babylon name and survivor, offspring and posterity, declares the Lord. I will also make its possession for the hedgehog and the swamps of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, just as I have intended, so it has happened, and just as I have planned, so it will stand, to break Assyria in my land, and I will trample him on my mountain. Then his yoke will be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the plan devised against the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out against all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has planned, and who can frustrate it? And as for his stretched out hand, who can turn it back? in the year that King Ahaz died, this oracle came. Do not rejoice, O Philistia, all of you, because the rod that struck you is broken. For from the serpent's root a viper will come out, and its fruit will be a flying serpent. Those who are most helpless will eat, and the needy will lie down in security. I will destroy your root with famine, and it will kill off your survivors. Wail, O gate, cry, O city, melt away, O Philistia, all of you. For smoke comes from the north, and there is no straggler in his ranks. How then will one answer the messenger of the nation that the Lord has founded Zion, and the afflicted of his people will seek refuge in it? That was Isaiah chapter 14. Let's move on over to our final reading today. I'm going to pick up in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 today. 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture: Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience towards God a person bears up under sorrow when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if, when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 15th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, thank you so much for joining me from upstate New York. Again, just because we're on vacation or elsewhere doesn't mean that we stop reading the scriptures. And so, again, getting into that discipline of reading the Bible every single day. And so thank you all so much for joining me in that. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. And I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters. And God, I thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us to use it for your glory's sake, that it wouldn't just be another day that comes and goes. But Lord, that you would use it, Lord, for your own eternal purposes in and through us, Lord, that we would live holy and righteous lives, lives that are befitting the calling to which you have called us. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you, Lord, that through the cross of Christ, through Jesus and his propitiation, God, that we stand as forgiven, Lord, that we stand as those who have been made righteous because of all that Jesus has done. And so, Lord, may we live in righteousness. Lord, as we read about there in 1 Peter chapter 2, Lord, utilizing that sincere milk of the word, God, that we have been fed today. And so use us today, God. May you get all the glory for it all. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Bye, everybody.